We continue Be'ezer Hashem is Baruch Siman Kuf Tzad Gimel Sivov. Ein litain Menchasim Matana Lacherim. Somebody should not give away all of his assets. Vafilat Tzedakah, even to Tzedakah Hanichas Yashim Kach, and leave his Yashim without anything. It is appropriate, however, to give some of one's Yerusha to tzedakah. Certainly, if a person during his lifetime was not generous and did not give tzedakah, it's something that he should try to correct in his will. And certainly, a person should give tzedakah before he passes away from this world. But kol isakim, but somebody who gives away all of his assets, ein ruach chacham nachem, and it's not something that Chazal was satisfied with. But filu ein hayashim nachem kashura. Even if not, if all of his yarshim act appropriately, one should be careful about not taking away Yerusha from somebody who deserves it. But if he leaves over for his ears enough that they could have to live on, mutter, then he could be generous with tzedakah. Midas chassidus, it's appropriate. Shalachtam asmai aid, one should not agree to be a witness. Loyalist be'etzib tzavod, not to participate in a will, shemavirim ba'as Yerusha, that they take away the Yerusha from somebody who deserves it. Afilu meben she'enenoy kesherev, even if the Yerusha is being taken from a child that doesn't act properly, lochev chachev enoy keshura, to a brother who does act properly. Kshem yetzib men azera toiv hagun, we don't know what's going to be. And it may be that the brother who's not acting so well, great now, he'll have very great children. Even just to take a little away from this brother in order to give the other brother more, yeshmi she'oyser, that say that even that should not be done, and one should be very careful with these type of situations. Siv zayin, im yesh lebanim ketanim, if somebody has young children, even young and older children, he has a wife who's pregnant as he is passing away. He should appoint an administrator. She's asik that should handle the financial matters on behalf of the young children until they become adults. If a sick person is preparing a will and he wants to have a kinyan done to make sure that it's going to be followed. We may do so feel b'Shabbos, and the halacha actually is that different things may be done in Shabbos that involved only in issur d'rabbanan. If there's a concern that if we won't do it, it may adversely affect the mood and the mental health of the person who's sick. V'chein mevakesh l'shloch l'kroivav. If somebody wants his relatives to be there because he feels he's leaving the world, one could hire a non-Jew to ask him to bring those relatives or notify those relatives of what's going on. If somebody is sick and one of his relatives passed away, we shouldn't notify him. And even if it's a parent and they won't be able to say Kaddish, if telling this to this person could adversely affect him, we shouldn't say this. And even if he does become aware, we don't ask him to do Kriya. It may cause him to be overly concerned and it's not in the right thing in his situation to have this kind of thing on his head. Therefore, we shouldn't cry. They must be in front of his nose. Should we say a hesped in front of this person? Ben Amesa, whether it's a relative of his who passed away, or Ben Amesach, or it's somebody else, I'll be saying kroivai, even if that person is not a relative, because this news can cause the chas v'sholem, pen yifchad, that he should become concerned, shigam hu yomus, that he's about to pass away. Therefore, we try not to talk about this in front of him. Sif Yod, we We don't visit people who have stomach ailment. Shum kisufa, it's embarrassing. V'loy l'chayle ayim, people who have eye issues. V'loy l'chayle rosh, somebody who has a headache. V'ken kol chayle d'takaf loy alma, any sick person who's not doing well. V'kosh loy l'duray, and it's hard for him to speak. So don't bother him. Aim of akronos, the fun of, don't visit him. El nechnos l'beis achitzen, we should come. V'shalom darshim, just to find out if we could be helpful in any way. V'shem and Saroy, we hear his situation of actual of Rachman. We daven for him as we spoke about previously, but don't go in to visit him when it could be detrimental to him. Sif Yiralv Mishyesh Leshtei Mitzvahs. Somebody has two mitzvahs to perform: the mitzvah of Bikacholim and the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim. Im Efshal El Kaim Shteim, if he could fulfill both, Bikacholim Kaidim, Bikacholim comes first. Kedelavak Shrachmalov, to be able to daven for this person who needs a refuah shleima. However, v'im efshal l'kayim shteim, if you can't do both nicham aveilim koidim, then do nicham aveilim. Shugimel chesed, when you do nicham aveilim, you're doing chesed both the machayim and those who are still alive sitting shiva v'mameisim. But the poskim say that that's only when there's somebody who could take care of the person who's not well. If there's nobody available to take care of the person who's not well, then you have to make sure that there's somebody to take care of him. Also, if you have already begun the mitzvah of Bikacholim, then once you're in the middle of a mitzvah, oisig mitzvah, you're already doing a mitzvah, potam and a mitzvah, you don't have to get up to do Nicham Aveilim, and so too vice versa. If you already have begun the mitzvah of Nicham Aveilim, you need not interrupt your mitzvah to do Bikacholim. So if you're based on Vakacholim, Bikacholim, we should do Bikacholim even for Nachrim, Neidak Shalom. Sif Yud Gimel. Tanya B'Safri. The Safri teaches us. Rav Nosso Amar. Ved Oshma Nefshahi V'Svada. Zeb Ne'av Akol Amesim. This pasuk teaches us that all people who are about to pass away, shi'tanu vidui, the deshe vidui, visa mishnah. The mishnah teaches us, kol mesvada, whoever says vidui, yesh lechelik alayim haba. She came at sinu ba'ochen, shamala Yeshua ochen, who did terrible avera, Yeshua told him, b'ni, sim no kovel Hashem alakei Yisrael, b'sein lo toida, v'kaga no li masi, so I ask you to admit what you've done. Atichem many don't hold anything back. V'yan ochen Yeshua v'yoma, and Yeshua and ochen says to Yeshua v'yoma, Omna anochi katos l'shem l'kei Yisrael, I indeed sinned. Kuzoysa, this is what I've done. Omnaim shekapel ayavidov, and how do we know by saying this vidui, he was forgiven. Shnem v'yoma Yeshua ma achatanu yachra Hashem b'yoma zeh. What Yeshua was telling him was, today you're not in a good place, today you're being punished. However, you will have olam haba. And the Sfarim explain that the Malach HaMavis, as a person is about to leave the world, Rachman Slan, tries to put in that person's mind questions and amuna. That's why it's the proper moment to strengthen an amuna. L'kein chayla, Sharon Shanait Lamavis, if we see that there's a person who's about to pass away, we start to have a conversation with him. Vamralai, his father, say vidui v'al tadagmaza. It's not a reason to be worried. Harba v'sadu v'omda mecholyum. There were many that said vidui and got well v'aimu b'chayim. V'harba shloyus v'adu, and there are those that didn't say vidui, unfortunately, umesu, and passed away. Because you're going to say vidui atachai, that will be a schus that you should continue to live. The kval mesvada, whoever says vidui before they pass away, yesh lechelik olam haba. The many yochel mesvadas b'fiv, if you can't say it orally, yisvada believe or at least think it. The yochel daber achmat, if the person who's sick could only speak very minimally, I'm like amar. Say the following statement. Tehemi sosa kapara kolavan isai. Vegam oimrimloi, they also say to such a person, Shivakish mechilim kolodom, he should ask forgiveness from everybody. Shechot kanagda, they sinned against. Bein b'momen, bein b'dvarim, whether financially or with words. Vekol al dvarim, ein oimrimloi, b'fnei amaritz, b'fnei b'noshim, b'fnei k'tanim, when we have this conversation with the person who's sick, we have to make sure who else is in the room, because they not everybody is able to hear these kind of words. Shema Yifku, and they're going to begin to be crying, Yishbur Liboy, and they could actually hurt the person who is harm the person emotionally when this is being said, and it's best to try to avoid such a situation. Sif Yudalad, Seder Havidu B'Ktzara, what is the way of Vidu you said? My health is in your hand, and misas biyotcha. Yotzef fenach shterpeinu refuah shleima. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should help that I should have refuah shleima. V'm omis tei misas kapara kol chatoim ba'avonis pshoim. My death should serve as a forgiveness of all the averis shachatos v'shevshati l'fenecha. Saying chelki b'gan eden, I should have gan eden. V'zakenu l'olam haba, I should have a share in olam haba atzofel tzadikim, which is the place where tzaddikim are found. From Ratzel Laharach Bevidu Yom Kippurim, and he wants to say the entire nisuch of the vidu that said on Yom Kippur Harushus Biyada, he may do so. The Kfar Mesudar Ma'avidim B'Sefer Yochem Ma'aviyavik, the nisuch can be found in the Sefer Ma'aviyavik, or B'Sefer Chacham Sodom. The Sefer Chacham Sodom Hatek brings down Gamkem Seder Avidu Maramba and Zichron Levracha.